Yashod, you can understand many halachas in the place. There is a halacha of chibur and there is a halacha of yiruth. There is a halacha of yiruth. Ligabei hashoki of mayim sheinim shuvim, of mayim shuvim, there we don't require yiruth. We require chibur. Because how does the hashoke of mayim shuvim operate? Not the same way as the hashoke. Not the same way as the hashoke of mayim tmeim. Mayim tmeim is a din of zriyeh, but mayim shuvim is a din of chibur, because kolam chubar mikve is kemikve. So when you are mechaber, if you manipulate the mayim of the mikveh shuvo should be connected with the mayim of the mikveh sheni shuvo, so mele the heretofore mikveh shuvo becomes mechuber, attached to the mikveh sheni shuvo. So So the question is, what constitutes chibur? So the Tefiach Latfiach is considered chibur. And then Rab Chaim says, why is Tefiach Latfiach considered chibur? Because the Rambam mentions in Tumas Sochrim that if, you know, Mayim can be Mikabel Tumah, so, and can be Mitamei Adamai. So the Rambam mentions, in order that Mashkin should be mitamei Adamashkin, or should be mitamei Echlin, so the Mashkin has to be so substantial that there should be Tefiach Latfiach. Tefiach Latfiach. In other words, suppose a loaf of bread would come in contact with Mayim Tmei, that has Tefiach Latfiach, water. So then the loaf of bread will become tame. But suppose a loaf of bread, you touch such a minute particle of water that does not even have to fear what fear. It just has to fear. The loaf of bread will not become tame. So here it's not a question of people, it's a question of shemash. In other words, just moisture, minute moisture, does not have a holy shemash. In order to have a halei shemashkin, it has to be something substantial. What is considered substantial? If you have a few drops of water, so not only it moistens this finger, but you could grab a hold of the few drops of water and moisten another finger, so it's substantial to have a halei shemashkin. But if it's tefeach, not tefeach, not tefeach, it's not substantial enough, it's not a substantial quantity of mash of water to have a halacha mash. Now, if you have water here and water here, and you have an intervening zone, no water, but just moisture. So if the moisture is so minute that it's not even tefeach latfiach, it doesn't have a halacha mashke, how can it be mechabeya, the two waters? But if the intervening water is substantial enough that you can moisten other spots with it, so mele the water in the intervening zone also has a halacha mashke. So mele it's mechabeya, the two waters. How is water to be connected? When you have a big pail and you have a lot of water, you have a whole gallon of water. So it consists of separate drops of water. You have thousands, hundreds of thousands, maybe million drops, but you don't call it million drops. It's one water. Why do you call it one water? Because there is continuity, there is a hemshach between one drop and the other. Why is there a hemshach between one drop and the other? Because there is continuity of water. But if you have a lot of water here, a lot of water here, then the intervening zone you just have mashke v'feach, not v'feach, not v'feach. There is no continuity of water. because there is an intervening zone which is light. So how can you connect this water with this water if there is an intermediate zone with no water? But if in the intermediate zone you also have enough water to be considered to have a halation mashke, so mele there is continuity of water between here and here and here, because this, the water that tefiach water here also has a halation mashke, so mele is mechaber. So to be mechaber two waters, all you need is that the intervening zone should have mashke tefiach, tefiach latfiach. It doesn't have to have shifar sanei water. So as in, so tefiach latfiach is a shiur chibur, but shifar sanei, the loshna mishnah is not chibur mikvoyis kishifar sanei. Eruv mikvoyis kishifar sanei. What does it mean? Suppose you have two mikvoyis. You have one mikveh here, you have one mikveh here. And each mikveh has 20 son. Any shelf, but 20 son. And here you have a case. Now, one has to be tevel in a mikveh of 40 son. He cannot be tevel in a mikveh of 39 son. One has to be tevel in a mikveh of 40 son. Now, the question is, when a person is tevel, so if the person is a heavy person, a tall person, and his goof occupies a lot of space, so his goof occupies a quantity of memsah. But suppose you are tevel one meal, small meal or a pail, in the meat of memsah. So the pail, the needle, doesn't occupy memsah. Occupies only, so actually the needle is immersed only in a hundredth of a son, not in 40 son. And the aloche by tefillah, and even though tefillah scale in the raise is enough in the revis mai, but in the rabbonon it has to be immersed in memsah. So every time you immerse a machat, a middle, in a mitra of memsah. How is the tefillah, after all, it only was immersed in a few drops of water. It didn't occupy. And suppose you are tevel a baby. You tevel a baby, let's say Yamigai al das best, a baby, an infant, a newly born infant. How much space, how much water does he occupy? Not even one so, but he has to be nitfal in all the memso. The answer is, Chaim says, that if it's one water, so when a person immerses himself at this corner of the mikveh, let's say it's a big mikveh, this whole room is a mikveh, and the person immerses himself in this corner, so it's considered that he immersed himself in every corner. This common, that common, that common in the middle, because it's one water. It's one water. So in other words, but actually, when tefillah has to be in the mikvah of memsah, it means that the gufa person or the keila has to be immersed in memsah. So how is tefillah? Unless it's such a gigantic keila that it occupies all the water. But when you're tabling needle, it only occupies a few drops. The answer is Iov Mikvois Kishvarasanei. That means that it mixes up the water, so that the water that is over there is considered here, and the water here is considered there. You can't say, well, this water is here, that water is there, it's separate waters. It's one water. It's not just a question of Hebrew, it's a question of Iov. Chibur means it's attached, it's a pertinent, but it can be, it's not over there. Iov means that the water here is over there, and the water over there is here. So, in order to constitute chibur, that's the Tefiach LaTefiach. In order to constitute yirut, then we have to have shifaras on it. And then the Mishnah says in Kvoiz, suppose a person puts a Teva Sido Migdu in the Yam, in the Atlantic, and then he's afraid of drowning. So he puts a big Teva on the shore of the Atlantic, of the North, and then the Teva becomes filled up with water, and then he gets into the Sido Teva Migdu, and he immerses himself only in the water that is Biseich HaSido Teva Migdu. So it's a good feeling. Why is it a good feeling? Because there is a connection between the water of the Yam and the water in the Sido Teva Migdu. There is a Shifaras on it. And even if the Sido Teva Migdu is completely covered, but it has a nekev, a hole of Shifaras Hamid, and water from the Yam flows into the Sido Teva Migdu, and the person is placed in that Sido Teva Migdu, let's say the way Moshe Rabbeinu was placed, you know, in an ark, so then the Tefillah will be referring, as long as there is a nekev Shifaras Hamid, the Sido Teva Migdu. But he has to be Teva in the Yam, he doesn't have to be Teva, he cannot be Teva in Kelim. Even the Rishonim will say, the Chov is kosher midraise, but you have to be Teva b'karak and not in Kelim. So how can you be Teva in the Sida Teva Migdal that is floating in the Yam, if the Sida Teva Migdal has a nekesh v'arsaneid? The answer is the aloche of Irem Kvoish v'arsaneid implies not only that it's mechuber. Mechuber is constituted by Tefiach HaTefiach also. But Erev Mikvois, it mixes up the waters. In other words, if you have water in the Sido Teva Migdal, and the Sido Teva Migdal is placed near the Yam, and there is a nekev Kishveras Hameid between the water in the Sido Teva Migdal and the water in the Yam, even if the Sido Teva Migdal is placed on the shore, but as long as it's in contact with the water of the Yam and there is a nekev Kishveras Hameid in the Sido Teva Migdal, then the tefillah is eile to the person who is table in the Sido Teva Migdal, even though it's placed on the shore. Because Erev Mikvei Shveras Hameid, so then it means that the person was table himself in the Atlantic, not in the Sido Teva Migdal. So there are two shul. One shul is a shul of Hibur. One shul is a shul of Erev. Chibur means it's mechuba. So suppose there is Tefiach LaTefiach connection between the Sido Teva Migdal and the Yam, so then the Tefillah is not Eile. The Tefillah is not Eile. But the water in the Sido Teva Migdal is not considered Shov. It's not considered Shov. Because if it's mechuba to Mikve, it cannot be considered Shov. Kolam chuba lemikve kemikve. A mikve is not Shov. But in order that the tefillah should be eile, so tefiach latefiach connection is not enough. You have to have iruv. Iruv means the two waters have to be intermingled together. It's one water. It's not two waters, but one water is attached to the other. That's chibur. Iruv means it's like the water in the mikveh. So you'll say that the water in that corner is mechuba to the water in that corner. No, you don't have to resort to chibur. It's mamu to say, when you are table here, you are table in the whole mikveh. You are table in this corner, in that corner, in the middle, and in every corner, in every side, because of yours. Samuele, when the Braise says Tefiach LaTefiach is chibur, that's a shiur in chibur. But Erev Mikvois, that is Kishiferes Hanoid, so then there is evil. But if it's Tver Latviach, there is evil. So how can you? So I think with this Reb Chaim, even though Reb Chaim only explains the Shittas Rambam, but I think we can understand on Rav Natam's teretz. What does Rav Natam say? Rav Natam Esikashe, here the Mishnah says, Katafres is loyavechido, as Katafres is loyavechido, but in the pricing of Bige, so even Rabbiude is made that Bitachteno Kula made it also Leitvil. And the Rabbonin Tisept only the Rabbonin Sele also Leitvil, but Marai Sele Amel. So Rabbitam says, the Ochemeire Dafke Bishtekum is Shebezu Esrim and Bezu Esrim. The Leke Mitve Sholem Beach of Bifne Atzmei. The Have Chibo Vimad Bilin Afil Bitachteno. Avu Hosam Dike Bemtsoyis Mitve Sholem. Likul Alme Madun Bitachteno. Uvelina Pliny, what's the pshat? In other words, according to Ramitam, if in one, when do we say Katafras is no chibur, when the two mikveh, each mikveh does not have memsom, only 20 som, so then Katafras is not chibur. But if one mikveh has 40 som, and the other mikveh has 20 som, then Katafras is a chibur. So, what's the pshat? I think with Reb Chaim's Lomdes, we can explain it, even though Reb Chaim says it in the Rambam is not the same sheet as the Rambam, but the Yisod we can explain. In other words, if, according to Rambam, suppose you have a Katafras in his land, and you have here 40 so, and here on the lower level, you have 20 so. You have 20 so, and one will be teveil on the in the lower level. The lower level, even though it's in Katafra, so it's good. It will be a good field. But suppose on the upper level you have 20 so, and the lower level mikveh you have 20 so. Then you'll be taking the lower level mikveh, you will not, the tefillah will not be a good tefillah, and the upper level, of course not, but even the lower level not. What's the difference? The answer is, according to Rav Natan, Rav Chaim says, there are two concepts. There is a concept of chibur, and there is a concept of yov. So mele, katafres is mufke of yov. But Katafres is not Mufke of Chibur. Katafres is not Mufke of Chibur. So maybe if you don't have a single mikveh that has 40 som, the upper level mikveh has 20 som, and the lower level mikveh has 20 som, there is continuity of water, and in the Vinyan zone there is also water. But each mikveh by itself has only 20 so. So mele, in order to be considered as a good file, you have to be tabling a mikveh. And less than memso is not a mikveh. In order to have a halisha mikveh, it has to have memso. Do you have in the mikveh? So if it's an uneven level ground, and you have 20 so here, and 20 so here, so then, and in the intermediary zone, you have a substantial quantity of water, let's say Shvarsani. So then there is a chibur, so it's one mikveh. So there is yov. In order to have a mikveh of memso, then you have to have Iruf in the memso. Otherwise, if each dvark of the memso is not intermingled, is not miuret with each other dvark of the memso, then it's not one mikveh. In order that it should be one mikveh, So each drop in the Memso must Alpidin be considered Miurev with each other drop of the Memso. But in even level ground Neshberen there can be Eruv. But in Katafres there is Mufke of Eruv. Katafres means it's Islamic. So water that is Nislamed, Alpidin cannot be considered integrated and intermingled with the other water that is Nislamed. When can they be considered Nurev, intermingled and integrated? One drop in the with the other intertwined and intermingled and integrated, if they are on one level. But if the drops are on different levels in the form of Islam, so then they are Mufka Viruv. If they are Mufka Viruv, they cannot be called a Mikre. Mikre by definition means that it has Memso that are Miurev with each other. But Katafres, they are Mufka Viruv. So Mimele, if you have two Mikvois, one on the upper level 20 so, one on the lower level 20 so. So they cannot be united into one mikveh, one water, because the drops of water on the upper level cannot alpidin not become intermingled and integrated with the drops of water on the lower level. So the Chalisha mikveh is not Chal. But because Katafres is Mufke of Yuf, but Katafres is not Mufke of Chib. So Mele, Ramitam says, if you have on the upper level 40, so the mikveh of the 40 so has a Halishan mikveh. And on the lower level you have a mikveh of 20 so, so it becomes mechuber. And kolam chuber mikveh ki mikveh. So even though then it's not intermingled, but since it's mechuber to a mikveh that is miurev, it also has the same chalishan. Kolam chuber mikveh ki mikveh. That I think is the pshat of it. Now.
And if you have Arboim Sor, so then it's Eruv.
No! There is Eruv in the upper level mikveh. So Mimele in the lower level mikveh is attached, is a pertinent to the upper level mikveh. So there is another aloha called Amchuvah mikveh mikveh.
We can only apply that where there's Eruv in one mikveh.
One mikveh.
If there's no
Yerv
at all, so then it's
that. In order to have a Chalisha Mikveh, there must be integration and intermingling between each drop of the Memso in the Mikveh and each other drop in the Mikveh. Once you have it on that level, then this acquires a Chalisha Mikveh. Then the lower level Mikveh, by being Mechupa to the upper level Mikveh, also has the same din. Kolam chuba u mikve ki mikve. That's how it am shiti. That's the Rambam shiti. All right. Now, we mentioned the Roshi. There are three shittas. One Roshi in Rabni Yerucham is that Hashoke of Mayim Shuvim, so has to be Hashoke of Mayim Shuvim. Hashoke of Mayim Shuvim has to be for one moment. And then, finished, you can be tevil in the year to form Mikre Shov. Very important. The Shem Shov is spoken, just like my name. That means that the Ashoka appoints by way of three, by the mind name. The other notion is, no, in order to be tevil in the year to form my Mikre Shov, so you have to maintain the connection. That's like a prime, that notion. That it operates by way of chibur. So what did he? So as long as it's mechuber to the sheini shuvo, so memele So Mamela, there is no psul of show, but the moment the connection is interrupted, is suspended, so then it reverts back to the psul of show. The Roshite in Kroyes is, for one moment we have to maintain in connection of Shifaras and Eid. And then on a permanent level, a connection of Tefiach La Tefiach has to be maintained. What's the pshat? I think that according to the Rosh, we have to resort to two halachas. First of all, according to many of the Sheinim, so Kulei Shov or Hubi Shov is possible with the rice. But Gimugimain Shuvim, that is only Midrabbanan, that the Ramtam Shiti is that the initial Gimulugim Shuvim is possible with the rice. But that's only Rabbetan. All the other Shainim who say the Shov is possible with the rice only if it's Kulei Shov or Hubi Shov. But Gimulugim, even the initial Gimulugim, that's only a Kimrod. But I think that it's not only a question of the rice and the rabbanon. There is an essential difference in the psul of Kulei Shov, Hubi Shov, and the psul of Gimulugim. If it's Kulei Shov, whether with the rice and the rabbanon, even according to the read that Kulei Shov is only possible in the rabbanon, but on the rabbanon level it's no mikveh. Shuvim is no mikveh. Of course, if Kulei Shov or Hubi Shov is possible in the rice, it's not even an inyan of psul, it's not a mikveh. Mikveh by definition has to be natural water, not artificially dumped in. It's, even if we say that Kulei Shov is only possible in the rabbanon, so midrash it has a chalisha mikveh, but midrabbanon it does not have a chalisha mikveh. Mashenkin gimulugin, it's not that it doesn't have a chalisha mikveh. Even at the rabbanon level, it has a shemikveh. It's a psul, like shimare. There are all kinds of psul. So there is a psul of gimulugin. If the mare is nishtane, you know, if it. You poured in wine into a mikveh and then it looks red, so it's possible in the rabbon. So it's no mikveh, even at the rabbon level it's a mikveh. It has a chalash, but it's a possible mikveh. Kulei Shov, Hubi Shov, even if we say it's in the rabbonon, it does not have a chalash mikveh. But Gimurugim is only ipsu, some male. Insofar as the psul of Kulei Shov is concerned, it's more than psul. It doesn't have a chalisha mikveh. So melee in order. So in order that it should have a chalisha mikveh, so then you have to be mashik, the heretofore mikveh shuva, with the mikveh sheini shuva. So then we need, the first moment, we need the connection of kishifaras aneid. Because kishifaras aneid is a din of zriye. Because kishifaras aneid, Reb Chaim says, is iruv. When can it be considered? When can the Mayim Shuvim be considered to have been planted, to have been Nizra in the Bein Mikveh, if they are Pidin intermingled with the Bein Mikveh? So then they are considered Zoruah B'Sech HaMikveh. Rashi in Pshochim says, Tumeh, he says, Mayim Tmeim, you dump them in the Mikveh, they are considered Zoruah B'Sech HaMikveh. Why are they considered Zoruah B'Sech HaMikveh? When you plant a carrot, so you know it's Zoruah. But you plant water, how is it Zoruah? How is it Zoruah? The answer is by becoming intermingled and integrated with the HaMikveh, it's considered Zoruah B'Mei HaMikveh. In order to be considered Mi'ur of the HaMikveh, you have to have Kishveres Aneid. So, Mimele, by being Zoruah, in the Mea Mikveh, it acquires a Shem Mikveh. Once it acquires a Shem Mikveh by having a connection to Shveras Ameit for one moment, so it acquires a Shem Mikveh. If it acquires a Shem Mikveh, so then it's Leilam Voed, it has a Shem Mikveh. But on a permanent level, you have to maintain a connection of the Tefiach Latfiach, because besides, because the Midrabonon, there is a psul of Gimul Lugim Maim Shuvim that is possible. So Mele, the psul is poka only by being mechuba to the mikveh. But if it is not mechuba to the mikveh, so then there is still the psul. So Mele, that's why the Rosh in Perek Vov of Mikvoi says that when you're mitayer and mikveh show shuvo by bringing it in contact with the mikveh sheni shuvo, so for one moment you have to maintain a connection shveras aneid in order to have zriya, and in order to have zriya you have to have iruv. Otherwise, what kind of zriya is it? But then, in order to eliminate the psul of mayim shuv, so that by that has to be done al the chibur, not al the zriya, al the yiruv. So why is the psul poka? Because it's mechuba to the mikveh. But the moment the connection is severed, then it's not mechuba to the mikveh. So there is the psul of shov, of gimulugim mayin shovim. So that's why the Rosh says, for one moment you have to maintain a connection of shveras aneid, but on a permanent level you have to maintain a connection of mashal, and I think he means tefiach latfiach. Now, I think with this yisod of Reb Chaim, we'll be able to go through the Rishi, the Beteis, the Shiteis mentions so many klolim, Yude, Rabbonon, Budachris, this, that. So that will go over tomorrow, all right. But if you could go over the Reb Chaim, it'd be very valuable, very valuable. This is the basic Reb Chaim in Mikvois.
It's not,
but yet, one Reb Chaim is in Tumasot and Perek Zayin, and Al-Mitzay Bekatafres, and the other Reb Chaim is Al-Keach Chovies, Vikovi Bekarka, in Mose Binekev, Hamitari, Vikovi Beoretz. So it's kosher to be tevil, and the Ravid is chelik, that's a mikvois.
The one from today is in
Tumasot, Perek Zayin? Perek Zayin. But Reb Chaim mentions that he saw in both pieces.
In both pieces.
Do you look into the Reb Chaim?
I'm going to today.
Okay. Too busy, am I?
The whole piece?
Two pieces. All right. There are certain things at the end that are not important for our discussion. But then he mentions that he's Sefter, Skin, Morishani, Milo, Mato, and Katafras. That's not so important. But the Yisod is important. Okay.
The reason why there's a difference, let's say, between Mayim Shuvim and Mayim Tmeim, that Mayim Shuvim is only through the din of Chibur and Mayim Tmeim is through the din of Zriya, is because Mayim Shuvim in the water is, it's a psul that it can't even, that even through Zriya you can't be Matayer it. So
Mayim, I said it in the Rosh. I didn't say it in the other chain. I said it in the Rosh. The Rabbiim, the Rashi is that through Zriya, so you are mafkir everything. First it acquires the Chalishem Mikveh, and you are mafkir the Psulel and Voed also. Only the Rosh has that.
In other words, the water is Metayer, the Mayim Tmeim, but you can't take off the Chaloshem Mayim Shuvim. Is that true?
Right. Unless, only as long as it's Mechuba to the Mikveh, it doesn't have the Psul. But the moment the connection is severed, so it reverts back to the soul of Shov. And the taste verse, in order to understand the taste verse, we have to apply Reb Chaim Sisot of two halachas of Chibur and Yod. Even though Reb Chaim says it in the Rambam, which is not the same shite state, the Ramtam and Vi, but they all operate to the same Yisaidis. There is such a thing as Chibur, and there is such a thing as Yod, and there is such a thing as Riyah. Now, Zriya, let's say, the union of course, Tume, of mind made, that's the halacha of Zriya. That's a double portion. And I mean, this is, the old Rishonim say it, and it's mashma from Loshna Gemara in Psochem, from Medalet. But then, there is such a thing as Iruv, and there is such a thing as Chibur. Chibur means it's mechuber. Iruv means not only it's mechuber. It's one thing. In other words, when somebody is table in a mikveh of memso, he has to be table in memso. So the question is, if the person is a small person and his body is not immersed in memso, he's only immersed, let's say, he's a tinnik, in one song. So how is the tefillah a good tefillah? The halacha is, since it's one mind, so when a tinnik is immersed in one corner of the mikveh, it means that he was immersed in every drop of water, because the drops of water in the mikveh are not only mechubar to each other, they are intermingled and integrate one with another. It's one mind. It's not, even though it consists hundreds of thousands of drops of water, but it's one mayim. How is it one mayim for halacha revealed? But chibur means it's not one, it's attached. So Teisa says the kashe, there is a stir. From this braise it appears that tefiach latfiach is chibur. And the Mishneh in Mikvoi says, Eir Mikvoi Shveres Aneit. So Amitam says, the Nekev has to be Shveres Aneit. But the Mayim that flow over from one Mikveh to the other, that is enough Tefeach Latviach. Then Tefeach Latviach. And the Ri says something else, that when the Gemara says Tefeach Latfiach is Chibur, so first Teisva says it's only Alibid Rab Yude. Then Teisva says even Alibid Rab Yude, so it's only in case of Gudachis, of Oyorad Ragof, but Bikar Kashove, even Rab Yude is made. Even Rab Yude is made that Tefeach Latfiach is not a Chibur. Only bikatafres, when there is an upper level and a lower level, so there's aloch of gudachis. So maybe we say mitzad aloch of gudachis that the mayim in the upper level is considered as if it had dripped down already, as if it had dripped down already, in view of the fact that it is destined to drip down. So in addition, we need tefiach latfiach. But bikar kashove, when there is no gudachis, well, we don't say that the mayim here is considered as if it's already there, so then tefiach latfiach is not chibur. So Reb Chaim says in the Rambam that according to the Rambam it's two separate halachas. Tefiach latfiach is a shion chibur, and shveres aneid is a shior in Yiruv. So Mimele Ligabe Hashoke, all we need is Chibur. Because the Hashoke Ligabe Maim Shurim, so is based upon Chibur. In other words, how does the Shem Shov Boka, by virtue of the fact that it's Mechuba to the Mikveh. So if it's mechuber the mikveh, it itself becomes a mikveh. Kol ha'mechuber le'mikveh k'mikveh. So meila le'mikveh is mikveh, the fact that it's a mikveh, is mafkia de shem shov. Narei shov does not have a chalisha mikveh, but if for any reason it acquires a chalisha mikveh, so meila, it's not shov. It's not shov. So, some meila, all we need is just chibo. Mashein came to be mechabeya to mikvois chaseiris of 20 so each. So then, in order to have a mikveh of memso, the chibo is not enough. In each drop of mayim must be intermingled and integrated with each other drop of mayim. So there has to be a continuity of mayim all over them, intermingled one with another. So for that to require a chibur of shveras aneid, not of tefeach latfiach. So there is one variance between the Reb Chaim in the Chedush Rabban Chaim and the Reb Chaim that Reb Meishe Sokolovsky, the Imre Meishe, in the first Simen, he was a Talmud of Reb Chaim, mentions in the name of Reb Chaim. And yesterday, when I mentioned the Reb Chaim, I mentioned that the way the Imre Meishe mentions the name of Reb Chaim. But there is one expression in the Chiddush Rav Nechaim which is contrary to it. But this expression, the Chiddush Rav Nechaim, is, in my opinion, is very difficult. I said yesterday that we find Ashoke in two ways. One, in respect to the Tara of Mayim Tmeim, so Mashkim Tmeim that became Tomei, can be nita. How can they be nita? By dumping them in the mikveh. That's the gemore in Beit Zedach Yitzayim. So in other words, you take a chovyeh shamayim tmeim and you are mashing it to the mikveh so that one overflows upon the other. That the mayim of the mikveh overflow on top of the mayim of the chovyes. So that is mafkia, the tume of the mayim tmeim, and he can take the chovyes yayim back home. He can do it in mayontev. So over there, we don't have to maintain the ashok all the time. If there is a connection, one moment, so the tume is spoken. And then there is the Ashokeli Gabei Mayim Shuvim. So the Ashokeli Mayim Shuvim, so there we have two Lishenes in Rabbi Yeruchem. And one Loshen in Rabbi Yeruchem is that in order to be Mafkia the Din Shov, so we have to maintain the Ashok all the time. And the moment the connection is severed, then you cannot be Teveil in that mikveh. In other words, suppose you have two mikvot. One mikveh is any shov, memso. The other mikveh is kulei shov. So if you manipulate that water from the mikveh sheine shuvo should overflow to the mikveh shuvo, so then the heretofore shuvo becomes kosher. Yeah, the question is it necessary to maintain the ashoke for 1 minute and then you can sever the connection and still use it as a mikveh, or in order to use the heretofore shov as a mikveh, you have to maintain the ashoke all the time? So the Rabbi Yeruchem mentions two days. So the Imre Meishe mentions the name of Reb Chaim. The name of Reb Chaim, what is that 2 days? So Reb Chaim said, and this is what I mentioned in the name of Reb Chaim yesterday. See, the first simen in Imre Meishe. So that, in other words, insofar as the Ashoke of Mayim Tmeim is concerned, it goes without saying that you don't have to maintain the Ashoke all the time. That's a Gemara Mefareshes in days. In other words, you have a keila of Mayim Tmeim, so you have to be mashik that keila, that chovyes, with the mayim tmeim near the mikveh, you put it near the shore of the mikveh, near the shore of the nor, or the shore of the yam, and then when you are masik, when the water from the yam, from the nor, from the mikveh, overflows over the keleh, so it becomes toyer, and you can take the keleh back out.
And
it's toyer. So the Rano today is, but in regard to the Ashok of Mayim Shuvim, there are 2 days. 2 days in Rabbi Yochanan. So Reb Chaim said, as far as the Ashok of Mayim Beim is concerned, as far as the Ashok of Mayim Beim is concerned, so it's certainly based upon Zriya. Some melee, if it's based upon Zriya, you don't have to maintain the connection all the time. In other words, by maintaining the connection for one moment, so you are considered to plant the Mayim Tmeim into the mikveh. So in the same way as you can retire a vegetable, a carrot that became tummy, by replanting it in the earth, so then the tummy is poka. Then you can pluck out the carrot, and it doesn't become tummy again. So here too, in other words, hashoke ligabe mashkin tmeim means that by being mashik the mind tmeim to the main mikveh, so the mind tmeim becomes a ruach planted in the main mikveh. Mimikve. Some mele, then you can take away the vessel with the mahir to form my name. And it's fair because it was like planting a carrot that became tomei. And then you pluck out the carrot, it's still toya. It's a new carrot. So here, it's new mayim. It was planted, the old mayim was planted in the mikveh. And then you are shaved from the mikveh. So you don't have to maintain the connection all the time. Mashein kein li gabe the shock of mayim shuvim. So Reb Chaim says that's the two days in Rabbi Yochanan. The first lashon in Rabbi Yochanan is the same thing as gab the shock of mayim tmei. So in other words, it's based upon Zriya. So you don't have to maintain the connection all the time. Just for one moment you maintain a connection between the mikveh of Mayim Shuvim and the mikveh of Eini Shov, then you can sever the connection and it can be still used as a mikveh. And the other lashon that says that the moment the connection is severed, then you cannot maintain, it's possible again, they hold that the hashoke of Mayim Shuvim is based upon Idin of Chibur. In other words, by becoming connected with the mikveh, so it itself acquires a shem mikveh. Kolam chubal mikveh kemikveh. But the moment it is severed, the connection is severed, so it's not mechubal mikveh. It doesn't have a shem mikveh. So mele, the psul of show. It's only 3 words, but he has that expression that is counterfeit. Now, the Reb Chaim in Hilchos Tumah Sofrei, that is in Perek Zayin Halacha Hei, so it starts on Pidalet, and then, but Pidalet Amud Beis on page 84, the first column. 1 second. Thank you. 31. Va'aliyal, the 31 line from the end of the column, the first column, page 84. Va'aliyal yirna bazed be'emes trei shiurei vidinim nifrodim ninu midin teiro b'chol ater dinayiru vidin chibo vidin tefeach v'atfiach hushio bidin chibo ve'yichad yitzchachinu lidin eiruv ha'veshiurei kishiferes hanei. It means intermingling, integration. So in other words, in order that each the two waters should become intermingled and integrated into one water, we have to resort to Eruv. That's only Shveras Hanei. Chibo means what? Eruv, intermingling. So he says, V'zeu ha'din de'eruv mikvoi Shveras Hanei mishum l'itzarev shnei mikvois yachat שיוחשו במחד מקווה ויהי בוהם שיעור הדימם סו לא יסגה בדין חיבור לבד מה שהמים מחוברים זה לזה. If it is just מחובר, everyone has to be table in them so, and even מדרבנון, so even a needle has to be נתפל in them so, מדרייסה, so in a רביז, you know, but מדרבנון, it has to be נתפל in them so. Now, but so then you ask, but the needle occupies only a mash of water when it's immersed. Doesn't matter. Al Pedin, when the person is stable in one corner of the mikveh, it's considered that he was stable, he immersed himself in every drop of water, in every corner. Not only actually he immersed himself in this corner, but Al Pedin it's considered that his body was immersed in every corner, in every drop of water, because of the Aloha Avil. V'eichad yitzchachinu l'din Eruv ha'veshire kishveras ha'neit, v'zeu ha'din d'Eruv mikvois kishveras ha'neit, mishum d'litzarev shnei mikvois yachat, shiyuchshuv inchad mikve, v'yehei bohem shiur edim emso, l'yisage b'din chibo levad, ma sh'amayim mechuborin zeh lazeh. כי אם דצרכינו לדיני, ועל זהו דנאמר הדין דערב מקוויס כשפרס הנית, וכן לעניין קידוש מי חטוס, דיבינון שיוכל הקידוש מי אחד חברי. How does the קידוש מי חטוס take effect? You take מים חיים from the מיון, and then you place the איפה פור in it. So suppose you have two חוביס, and one chovies, you have in one chovies, you have two chovies, and in both chovies you have mayim chayim, and then you have like mechitze between this chovies and the other chovies, and you have a nekev kishveres haneid, and you pour in one chovies the eifa poro. So mimele, it becomes a deva poro. So mimele, everything is considered it meets kadosh mechatos. But after all, you only poured in the, you placed deva poro in this kele, not in the other kele. The answer is, since there is a connection, shveras haneid, between this kele and that kele, so that means that the ifa poro was placed not only in this water, in the other water too. And if somebody is table in the sidur table migdol that is placed near the shore of the ocean, of the sea, but there is a shveras haneid of water flowing over from the mikveh into the sidur table migdol, or from the sidur table migdol into the mikveh. So if somebody is stable in the sidur table migdol, it's also litvile. But al pidin midraise, you have to be table bekarka, you cannot be table bekeli.
Yeah.
Even the Rishenim who say the chov is kosher midraise kuli chov, only if you are table bekarka. Here he was table, he immersed himself in the water in the box, not in the yam. The answer is, since there is a connection between the water of the yam and the water in the bath, so it's considered that he was stable in the yam. Alpidin. That's on the basis of Eruv. That's what he says. One second, please, don't interrupt. Please, please, do me a favor. Don't interrupt me. Please. וזהו הדין דעירוב מקוויז, כי שווה רסנאית משום להצרף שני מקוויז יחד שיוחשוב עם חד מקווה ויהי בהם שיעור עד עם אמסו לא יסגה בדינכי בו לבד מהשמיים מחוברים זה לזה כי נצרכים לנו לדין עירב ועל זהו דנאמר הדין דעירוב מקוויז שווה רסנאית וחיין לעניין קידיש מחטוס די בינון שיוחר הקידיש מחד לחברי סודן, if he places, if he dumps the Ifa Po in one water, so the other water is also Niskadish. Why? Because there is a connection, Shveras Anid, between the two waters. So, Ibn Shioch Hakish Mechlavi, Gamkin Tzrachin and Dinei Revelu, Isage Bechibolivat, Val Kocho Tzrachin and Shveras Anid, Dizel Shirir of Mashenkin Li Indian. Din Ashoke, Shel Shuvim, Vitaras Mind Made. Three words. He is killed the Chole Machte. That is Mamesh contrary to what the Imre Meisha mentions in the name of Reb Chaim. So he says, Mashinkin Lingen Din Ashoke, Shel Shuvim, Vitaras Mind Made, Litzrachinon Klauli Tsar von the Esara Mikve. Vika Din Taroson. Taroson, that means my pain. They have koashim shive sheben, who ragbam shechalaleim biatzmon shem mikve, bozelu itzrachinon lidin eruf, viragdin chibo levad, di cholam chubel mikve cholbei shem mikve, umimele di pokamine din shive, vinita meadzeres akosuv, di mikve maim yetoya. ועל כל כך שפר סגר בזה בתפיח לתפיח די זהו שיעור את החיבור זהו שיעור את החיבור So he equates the השוקה of מים תמאים with the השוקה of מים שובים and both are based upon a din חיבור even though Rav Chaim before mentioned that השוקה is based upon a din of זריה but here he assumes that even זריה does not have to be grounded in Yeruv, just Nechibah. This is contrary to what the Imre Meisha says in the name of Chaim. And here, it's not that he was Seisa himself, because there he wanted to explain the two Lishenes in Rabbi Yeruchem. Why one Lashon Rabbi Yeruchem says that the connection has to be maintained for one moment. The other Russian says it has to be maintained permanently. Some Meile, in order to explain Rabbi Yeruchem Shiti is, if it's based upon Zriye, so then it doesn't have to be maintained all the time. Just as Ligabi the Zriye of Peres, so if a Peri carrot became Tomei, then you plant it in the earth, so then the Tomei is Poka, and when you pluck it out, it doesn't become tummy again because it's a new carrot. So mele the ashoke of mayim tmeim is also one moment is enough. Mashein kein. So the first lashon Rabbi Yochem holds that ashoke of mayim shuvim is like the ashoke of mayim tmeim. So the connection has to be maintained only for one moment because of Zriye. But the other Lashon says, no, it's different. It is distinguished from the Ashok of mind name. So we have to say in Rabbi Yeruchem that where it's based upon Chibo, so then it has to be maintained all the time because the moment it's not Mechuber, to the mikveh, so the shemikveh is poka from it, so then it reverts back to its old psul of shov, the shemt shov. Masheinkin, so in Rabbi Yeruchem he was forced to say that. But the Rambam shiti is, it appears, even though he doesn't spell it out, that bein ligabi de ashoke of mind meim, and bein ligabi de ashoke of mind shuvim. So the connection does not have to be maintained all the time. if there is a connection for one moment, some mele, the shove is poka, some mele, we can say that both, that Zriya itself is based upon Chibur. But in Rabbi Yeruchan we cannot say that Zriya itself is based upon Chibur. Because one Loshon Rabbi Yeruchan says that there is a difference between the Ashok of Mayim Pneim, so there the connection has to be maintained for only one moment, and the Ashoke of Mayim Shuvim, so the connection has to be maintained all the time. That's why, I mean, it's not that he was chazer, but in explaining the Rambam, he didn't feel that it's necessary to distinguish between the two. But in explaining the Rambam, yesterday I mentioned what Rav Chaim said in the Imre Meishe, because in order to explain the Teisves, so we have to say that there is a basic distinction between the Ashoke of Mayim Shuvim and the Ashoke of Mayim Pneim. All right. Now let's. Sorry. It's nice and easy. It fell down 100 times. Never broke. Never breaks. Okay.
They made it for guys like you.
Okay, all right. Now, let's see again. So we explained the Rabbeinu Tam and Teisves and the Ri on the basis of the two concepts of Iruv and Chibur. Now, Rabbeinu Tam is the Kashe. How is it here the Mishnah says Hanitzev v'katafres is no Chibur? And in the Gemara in Chagige, Gemogino Gunuyes, Hoyeno Esrim, Batachtino Esrim, Uventois Aboim, Vichardalish of Shomim, Riveres Bneem. So there is a machlekel between Reb Meir and Reb Yude, Elobitevio Belieno, I Amrinon Gudasik, Avo Bitachtino Kulemede, also Itvile, the Amrinon Gudachis, Alme, Katafres Chibur, Vohoche Mashma Adin Chibur Klal, Veim Rav Netam, Dehoche Meire Davke Bishtei Gumiyis, Shebezu Eschim Ubezu Eschim, Dileke Mikve Sholim Beach Bifnei Atzmo, Dilehave Chibur Veim Ad Bilin Afil Bil Bachteino, Avol Hosom Dike Bem Tzois Mikve Sholim, Likula Omem Ad Bilin Bitachteino, Uvel Yeno פליגה ודווקא נוקעתם צויס, אבל שתי גומיה שאין בשום אחס מתבשולם לכול העלמי מדביל עם אבי תחתינו. So what is Ramtam's Teres? Ramtam's Teres is that Katafres sometimes is Chibur and sometimes Katafres is no Chibur. It all depends. If you have two mikveis, well, each mikve is 20, so then the katafkas, they cannot be mitzuref to one mikveh. The katafkas only on even level ground, but on katafkas, one mikveh of 20 so here on the upper level, one mikveh of 20 so here at the bottom, and there is a chadlesh al kshami intervening between the upper level mikveh of chofso and the lower level mikveh of chofsor, it's not mechaber. But suppose you have on the upper level you have a mikveh of 40 so, and the lower level a mikveh of 20 so, chadlus el shomim in a katafras, in a madran, then it is a chibur. What's the difference? The answer is this can be explained with Reb Chaim's lomkes, that there are two concepts. There is a concept of chibur and there is a concept of yiruv. Chibur means that one mayim is attached, is a pertinent, is mechuber to the other mayim. But there are still separate entities of mayim. There is no integration, there is no intermingling. They are only attached to each other, but they are not intermingled with each other. They are not intertwined with each other. They're not integrated with each other. So mele katafres is mufke. If it's not even leveled, katafres, it's mufke of ilf. When can one drop of water be considered al pedin, intermingled and integrated with another drop of water, if they are on an even level? But if they are in the madren, they cannot be considered as one mayim, as integrated with each other, as intermingled with each other. And it's a very simple, it's a very simple svara, because how can it be considered intermingled with each other and integrated with each other if they keep on dripping down? So if it's an even level ground and they stick to a certain place, so then they can be considered as being intermingled and integrated. But if it's in a katafres, in this land, and they don't stay in that place, so how can they, so even while they stay, they cannot be considered intermingled. So in other words, katafres is afkoye of yirf, but katafres is not afkoye of chib. So if, let's say, if it is, you have two mikvois in a katafres, upper level mikveh of 20 so, lower level mikveh of 20 so, so then, in order to become one mikveh, they must be intermingled with each other, not just in chuber. Because the halacha is that you have to have one mikveh of memsor, not that you have to be tevel in a mikveh of tensor that is attached to a mikveh of 30. So now you have to be tevel in a mikveh of memsor. So chibur is not enough. In order to be mitzuret into one mikveh, so each drop of water in the memsor mikveh has to be al pedin intermingled and integrated with each other drop of water. That's yiruv. In katafras you cannot have yiruv. Only an eshberen you can have yiruv. Masheinkin, if you have an upper level mikveh of 40 so, of 40 so, and then you have a lower level mikveh of 20 so, and chadur shokshom mikarei bneyem, so Ramitamshite is, that's Ramitamshite. It's not Mucha, but that's Ramitamshite, and we can understand it. So, this Ramitamshite is that since there is already an upper level mikveh of Memso, it has a Chalisha mikveh, and then you have a lower level mikveh, even though it's bikatafres, so it's mufke of being mu'rev with the upper level mikveh, but it's not mufke of being mechuba to the upper level mikveh. And then there is aloche kolam chuba lemikveh kemikveh. So mele, as long as the lower level mikveh is mechuba to the upper level mikveh, you can table it. That's Rabbeinu Tam's. Even though what Reb Chaim says in the Rambam Shite is totally different from Tam Shite in many ways, but they operate with the same concepts. Now, then again, then now let's see the taste for Shite. Also has to be explained. Then Teisa says to another kashe. Teisa says to another kashe. Here the Braise says that the Feach Latfiach is Ribo. And the Mishnah Mikvoi says, Erev Mikvoi Shveras Aneit. So what's Reb Chaim's Teretz? It's two separate halachas. Ribo is the Feach Latfiach, but Yeruv is Shveras Aneit. So Rabbeinu Tam gives a different Teretz. He says, the Nekev has to be kishver sanist. But the mayim that flow over from one into the other is enough if it's tefiach latfiach. Then, and tasteless rejects that. So what does tasteless say? V'nire di davke, that's the fourth big line in the tasteless. V'nire di davke l'rebiude sage b'tefiach latfiach. Aber li rabbonon tzorich ki klipas hashum b'reich hafshtei ezbois. Uch she keisel mafsik tzorich ki shiferes haneid she yanekef mole. So in other words, only Rabbi Yude, it's enough tefiach latfiach. But according to Rabbonon, we need mayim keklipas hashum b'reich hafshtei ezbois. If, let's say, there is no keisel mafsik, but where there is a keisel mafsik, then we need mayim kishveras haneid, sheya nekef molek. Mayim, not just the nekef. Vayidi nitzek lif mayim mosik li mikvoyis v'rabiudi mos asik rabbo. Di davka ayidi tefeach latfiach chibur asik rabbiudi. Aval ayi, di nitzek v'katafres, דיקטונה בו דימשק תפייח הנה חיבו היינה אפילו תפייח להתפייח. So in other words, only the braise that says תפייח להתפייח חיבו, that goes only according to Rabbi Yehuda, not according to Rabbonon. But the Mishnah that says משק תפייח הנה חיבו, so that has reference, because it's separate things. Nitzig with a tafras is no chibo, and then mashke tefeach is no chibo. So their mashke tefeach means not only tefeach, in contrast to tefeach latfeach. It means even tefeach latfeach, in contrast to shishveres haneid. In other words, bikar kashove, so we need shishveres haneid water to be mechaber two waters. In other words, if we have one water here, and then we have an intermediary zone, even the intermediary zone, the Shveres Haneid water, then it's mechaber the two waters here and the two waters here, if it's an even level ground. But if it is Bikatafres, so then according to Rabbi Yehuda, since he says Gudachis, so Mele Tefeach Latfiach is enough. Avrahid in Nisek Atafli Gtonebo, Dimashke Tefeach in Chibo, Haina Afilu Tefeach Latfiach. Veidemeri, Da Afilu Rabbi Yehuda Lesli Tefeach Latfiach, Chibo Bragov Meges Mayim, Elo Mikea Gudachis, Avo Bikar Kashove Edlishaya Gudachis, Boye Klipes Hashum. Now, Reb Chaim, in explaining the Shitas Rambam, but this is a pshat according to the Rios, so he said that in order to have Yiruv, so then we have to have Shverzan. Tefiach Latfiach is only enough to have Chibo, not to have Yiruv. Mashein came Bikatafres, in the case of Yoragov Negev Mamayim, as far as Yiruv per se is concerned, by applying the principle of Gudachis, there is already Yiruv. What does Yiruv mean? Yiruv means that each drop of water is intermingled with each other drop of water. Here we have water in the mikveh. Let's say we have, in the mikveh we have 39 saw and 9/10 of a saw. And 1/10 of one saw is not in the mikveh, but it's on the body of the person. The trouble of his neges b'mayim. So Rabbi Yehuda says, "Moyo raglof neges b'mayim." So then, it's considered that the sheni is tevil in memso, but he was only tevil in 39 so and 9/10 of his so. 1/10 of his so is not at the bottom of the mikveh; it's on the body of the rishen. The answer is we say gudachs. So mele sins. The drops of water on his head and on his body and on his feet and on his hands are destined to drip down. So even before they drip down, it's considered as if they had dripped down already. If they drip down already, so it's already new. So why do we need Tefeach Latfiach? I mean a Tefeach Latfiach water on the all over the body of the person. When it means Tefeach Latfiach, it means, it doesn't mean if you have Tefeach Latfiach, if the Vishnu has Tefeach Latfiach water on his head, but the feet are completely dry. So then the Rishon, the Shenis Tefila will not be a Tefila. It means there has to be a continuity of Tefeach Latfiach water all over the body, from the head to the feet. Suppose he has Tefeach Latfiach water here, because drops of water stick to hair, but he doesn't have Tefeach Latfiach water on his body. So then the tefillah by the Shein will not be a tefillah. So when he says Tefeach Latfiach, it means there has to be a continuum of Tefeach Latfiach water from the head till the feet. Why does he need it? After all, we say good achis. The answer is, we cannot say good achis unless the water on the body al cholapoches michuba to the water nebiki. Then we can apply the aloche of gedachis. In order that the water, this is how Reb Chaim explained it, in order that the water, the numerous, the thousand drops of water that the Rishin has on his body should be considered to be mechuba to the water and the mikveh, the bottom. So there has to be a continuum of Tefeach Latfiach water on the body of the Rishin, from the head till the feet. So then the Amechuba, without Gudachis, the water on his body of the person is Mechuba to the water at the bottom of the mikveh. Once it is Mechuba, we can apply the law of Gudachis. But if it is not established that the water on the body of the Rishin I am chuborim to the water in the mikveh, the bottom, we can't even apply the aloch of gedach. This is how Reb Chaim explained it. In other words, so this is the pshat in the Ri. When the Ri says, Veide Mari, da filo Reb Yudel Lesley Tefeach Latfiach, chibo beragot neged bemayim al mekeya gudachis, avo bikar kashoved lishaya gudachis, boi eklipes Hashum, ve asri ahi de nifritz uzelis yozeh afilik Reb Yudel, da aire hosam bereishe, so it's mamish Reb Chaim's lomdes. In other words, because it's not a tribute. At first, it could appear that according to Tesis, there is a machlekes between Rabbi Yudin and Rabbanon as to whether the shio chibu is shiferes aneid or futfeach latfiach. That according to Rabbanon of Rabbi Yudin, the shio chibu is shiferes aneid, and according to Rabbi Yudeh is Tefeach Latfiach, but it's not like that. Everybody agrees that the shiur of Iruv is Shifar Sameh. Everybody agrees that the shiur of Chibur per se is Tefeach Latfiach. But, you see, here Teisves uses the same Lashon. Reb Chaim uses separate words, you know. For Iruv he uses Iruv, and for Chibur he uses Chibur. But Teisves uses Chibur for Chibur and for Iruv. But sometimes the Chibur means Iruv, and sometimes Chibur means Chibur. So Mele, as far as Iruv is concerned, Reb Yudeh and the Rabbanon agree that Iruv is affected through Shferes Aneid connection. As far as Chibur is concerned, so everybody agrees that Chibur is affected through Tefeach Latfiach. But some mele in the case of Karkish Shveilah, there is no aloche of Gudachis, there is no aloche that the water here is considered to have dripped down over here, because it doesn't have a tendency to drip down, to drip from the right to the left, from east to west or from west to east. So mele, we can't say good acts. So if it's here, it's here. So if it's here, it's here. So mele, in order to have iruv, so we must have shifaras and it connection. So then they become intermingled. But if there is a tefiach latfiach, we cannot have any intermingling between the water here and the water here. Mashenkin, if it's in katafras, so katafras is a mile. So since the water in the upper level is natural, it tends to go down. There's the law of gravity that it tends to flow down. So mele, even while it's in the upper level, it's considered to have dripped down already, even before it drips down, because by the law of gravity it is destined to flow down. So even before it flows down, it's considered as it flown down already. So then you ask, so why do we need tefiach latfiach, continual tefiach? The answer is, we cannot apply the halacha of good achis unless the water and the body are mechuba to the water in the mikveh. So if there is a tefiach latfiach continuity between the water and the body and the water in the mikveh, so merely apply the halacha of good achis. But if there is no tefiach latfiach continuity, there are many drops of water on the head, and then on the feet there are many drops of water, but here it's completely dry. So then we can't apply the aloha of gudachis. In order to apply the aloha of gudachis, we must first establish that the water and the body are completely mechuba to the water and the mikveh. So that's why Rabbi Yudah says that tefiach latfiach is chibur. It's not that he is chilik on any shear of chibur of iruv. They all agree that iruv is constituted through shiferes anit. They all agree that chibur per se is constituted by tefiach latfiach. But in the case of karke shove, so then You cannot have iruv unless you have iruv. Mashiach, in case of itatafres, a katafres is a mile, since the water, so Rabbi Yudah says gudachis. Why gudachis? Gudachis, Rabbi Yudah is chelik. But gudachis, yes, because there is a law of gravity. So mele, we say gudachis. It's considered that the water and the body is considered to be down the mikveh. Even though Bimtzias, it did not as yet drip down, but it's destined to drip down. But you can't apply Gudachis, even though it's destined, unless the water and the body are already mechuba to the water in the mikveh. So in order to be considered mechuba, you must have a continuum of tefiach latfiach all over the body of the person. This is what Teisa says. Veidim arid afil rabil asli tefiach latfiach tefiach chibur b'im b'chag b'fnig b'mayim aki agudachis avu b'taka shof l'ishay agudachis bo yeklip z'ashum v'as yahid nifres v'zelis z'az afil krab yude dair osam v'reishe v'riyay nerdani d'mitzik v'katafres lo yin l'chibur m'kvoye sayre. Elin in Ashoke. What Ashoke does mean? It means Ashoke of my pain. Elin in Ashoke. The Hashte have a litare dumidly to me. The Chaimashma. Because what does Tume mean? To become Tome. And what litare mean? To become Toya. The Chaimashma become a dumidly in Mikvois. The beauty in Mashma that Ashrave make Mikvois. Uposhi dimashki tefeyach in echibol in ashoke ho adinli emitile. In other words, So Teisa says, Davi says that the Mishneh of Nitzik v'Katafres Lehavachibu does not deal with Chibu Mikvois, but he deals with Ashok. He deals with Ashok. So in other words, so then we say, so just as the Mishneh says that Ligabe Ashoke so Mashket Efeach is not Chibu, so Mele Ligabe Nityas Yodayim is not Chibu either. Why? But Ashoke, so apparently the Vishiti is that Ashok, and here he's talking about Hashoke of Mindmain. Hashoke of Mindmain is certainly Aloch of Zriyeh. The question is, Zriyeh itself, is it based upon Chibur or upon Yov? So Rab Chaim, in the Chiddush Rab Nachaim, in explanation to Sarambam, he said that Hashoke, Bein the Hashoke of Maim Shuvim, Bein the Hashoke of Maim Tmeim is based upon Chibur, not upon Yov. But Teis Shit is not like that. And Rab Chaim himself is maidenly vis-a-vis relative to Rabbi Yeruchem, that the Hashoke of Maim Tmeim is based upon Zriyeh, and the Hashoke of Maim Shuvim is Tulishenes. So the Rishite is that the Hashoke of Maim Tmeim is based upon Yeruf, is based upon Zriyeh. But in order to have Zriyeh, there must be Yeruf.
What does Zriyeh mean? Zriyeh means plenty.
So when you plant a carrot, you plant a potato, you plant an orange, then we know what Zriyeh means. You planted it, strikes roots in the karka, that's considered planted. But when you plant water in a mikveh, it doesn't strike roots. So what is the substitute, the counterpart of striking roots? Zriyeh means it strikes roots. So by a plant, there is such a thing as roots, but by mashke, there is no such thing as roots. When you dump mind name, a chovius of mind name in the mikveh or in the yam, in the nor, it doesn't strike roots. So the fact that the heretofore mind name become intermingled and integrated with the main mikveh, that's like striking roots in a plant. So Mele, since it's an Ian of Zriyeh, so it must be grounded in Yeruf, not just in Chibur. Not the way Rab Chaim says it. It must be grounded in Yeruf. So in order to have Yeruf, so Tfiach is not enough. In order to be intermingled, so you have to have Shifar Sanayit. So that's why. And Ligabin Tils Yodayim also requires Yeruf. Because what's the Takonis Chachom with Yodayim? The Yodayim are Shinri Tume. Shinri Tume. So you have to retire it. How do you retire it? By Nitils Yodayim. But you have to be retired every finger and every spot of the hand through one water, not through different drops of water. If it's different drops of water, you cannot be retired. Because the Taras Hayodayim Funitile is similar, is analogous to the Taras Atomei Futrile. So in other words, when Atomei immerses himself in the mikvah water, he immerses himself in one water as if it had been a gigantic one drop. Because to the Ocha Viruv, so each drop becomes intermingled with each other drop and integrated. So it's like a gigantic drop of water. So Nitilas Yodayim, in order to remove the Tumeh of the Yodayim, you have to pour one water, one big drop. So Mele, Gemara says that. So the Gemara said, since the Braise says that the Feach Latfiach is Chibur, and the Hava Min of the Gemara assumed the tefiach latfiach chibur. When the Braise says tefiach latfiach chibur, it means it's iruv. Not just chibur, in the sense of being attached, but in the sense of being intermingled. So mele, if he poured water at first, up to here. Then he poured water, a minute later, he poured water on the other part of the end, assuming that you have to pour water, as the oil says, up to the Zreya. But at the time when he poured water on the upper part of the hand, there was enough drops on the lower part of the hand of Tefeach Latfiach. So that means that there is one water. There is one water, the drops that still remain moist on the lower half of the hand are intermingled with the drops of water on the upper part of the hand. So it's one itile, one tare, one water is entire. So it should be good. This is what he says. V'hashdim. Oh. U'poshi dimashki tefeach in a chibol in a shoke ho'adinu l'intile. Because l'intile will require iruv, not just chibol. Because nitile is like mikve. So just as a tome, in order to mitire himself, he must immerse his whole goof in one water, not in two different waters. So in order to be mitired yadayim, every part of the yadayim that requires nitile has to be immersed in one water. So if he poured water at 12 o'clock, and then it dried up substantially, but just tefeach, not tefeach latfiach, moisture remained. At the time when he poured water on the other part of the hand, some mele, there is no integration between the drops of water on the lower part of the hand and the drops of water on the upper part of the hand. So it's not one water to be mitired the tumi of the yadayim. So that's what he says. In order to have Zriye, there must be Iruf. So the question is, when the Braise says Ligabe Ashoke Tefeach, is not iruv, does it mean just tefeach is not iruv, but tefeach latfiach is iruv, or even tefeach latfiach is not iruv? So imayre shel tefeach o yafil b'tir latfiach v'kom oma honamet yonedav achibo ligabe ashoke. And the makshin assumed that this price is referenced to Ashoke, and Ashoke is based upon Zriye, and in order to have Zriye, you must have Iruv. Just Chibur by itself is not enough. So Mele, since Ligabe Ashoke, which is a din of Zriye, and Zriye must be grounded in Iruv, so we see that Tefeach Latfiach is Iruv, so Dabin Tosodayim is also Iruv. So it's one mayim that is mitaya, the lower half of the hand and the upper half of the hand. Vidoche hodit yone the tefeach latfiach is chibur is not lein ashoke. The Mishneh of Anitzek v'katafres is referenced ashoke, but the braise tefeach latfiach that is mentioned in Tisefte so does not have reference to ashoke. That's what Gabi Mikvoyes, Nalib the Rabbi Judah, we say good achis. So maybe we have Iruf because of the aloche of good achis. But we cannot apply the aloche of good achis until it is established that the water on the body of the Rishin are mechuga to the water at the bottom. So for that, Chibur is enough. So Tefeach Latfiach is Chibur. But Iruf it's not. If Iruf it's not, so maybe until Shadayim will require Iruf. Dumal mikvoyes v'rabiude imitam gudachis.
אבל אין השוקה עמד להווה חיבר אפילו לרב יהודה כמו מקווה בקרת השווה דילק איגוד אחיס סוממילה they we have to resort to עירוב. עירוב require שוורס הנאית, but בקטפרס, according to רב יהודה, that we say good achis, some mele we have iruf on the basis of good achis, but in order to apply the law of good achis, it must be established that the mayim and the body of the rishen are completely mechuba to the mayim and the body. So for that, if he achlat fiach is enough. V'hashte ahid chagiga likoshe mide, ומוצינו למימה, so in other words, what was the kasha by Rav Natan, Tesis kasha at the very outset. Here we say that katafras is no chibur, and the price in Rigi, so everybody is made that bitachteino, so it's a good filet, so a good filet. So Rav Natan said over there, so katafras is chibur because the Mtsoi says Memso. So he says, no, it doesn't make any difference. The Rav Natan said. So the Ri says, no, over there is different. So he says, V'hashta hid rili koshemidu metzinu l'meima likula ome madbilin bitachteino afil leke b'mtsoi isme. Not as Rav Natan says, that only because the Mtsoi says men. But it says mem, even if the mtsoyis doesn't have mem either, because since the, we apply the principle of good achis, so mele we have iruv on the basis of good achis. But in order to apply good achis, it must be established that the water and the body of the person are mechuba to the water and the mikveh. For that, tefiach latfiach is enough. פאשט אידער דיגל קושמידער מסינו מיין קלאו מאדן תחתינו אפילו לק בימצוי ישמם וינוקיט מאדלין די תחתינו וכל שטונדל יינו אינאמע קומאשמלון דוי גזרינון